I will bless the Lord, excuse me, at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change your life. We are grateful to God for another morning, another day, another moment that we can rest in his presence and we can hear his holy word. Let's pray this morning. Our God, we love you today. We adore you. We honor you. There is none like you in all the earth. And God, we reverence you for being who you are to us in our lives. We thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we honor you today for thinking of us, for having us on your mind, for keeping us through last night's slumber, and giving us the breath of life this morning. Nothing could have done that. No one could have done that for us other than you. And we just reverence you. So now, God, excuse me, we pray this morning that you would speak to us. God, since you kept us and since you woke us, God, we know you have a word for us. So speak to us, Holy Spirit. Enlighten us. Give us the words that will bring life. Give us the words that will strengthen us through this life. Give us the words that will cease chaos and a troubled mind. Give us the words that will speak peace unto us when it seems like everything is in upheaval. Speak to us. Give us the answers to our questions. Speak to us. Give us the next steps in the roadmap of life. Speak to us. And God, as you speak to us, God, we know we'll be forever changed, because it's not just you speaking to us, but God, it is you giving us life. It is not just you speak to us, but it is us receiving power from on high to take the next steps towards our destiny. God, bless our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you that have awakened this morning with your mind set on coming together to hear the word of God. We're going to journey to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. And we're going to go to Psalm 105. The book of Psalms, Psalm 105, and I am going to read the first 9 verses. Psalm 105. The first 9 verses. Starting from the New American Standard Bible. Yours might read a little differently, but let's begin at the first verse of Psalm 105. Reads as follows: Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wonders which he has done, his marvels, and the judgment uttered by his voice. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. Let's go to the contemporary English version. The contemporary English version. Psalm 105, again, starting at verse 1. It says, praise the Lord and pray in his name. Tell everyone what he has done. Sing praises to the Lord. Tell about his miracles. Celebrate and worship his holy name with all your heart. Trust the Lord and his mighty power. Remember his miracles and all his wonders and his fair decisions. You belong to the family of Abraham, his servant. You are his chosen ones, the descendants of Jacob. The Lord is our God, bringing justice everywhere on the earth. He will never forget his agreement or his promises, not in thousands of years. God made an eternal promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when he said, I'll give you the land of Canaan. And I'm going to stop right there because God's word is already blessed. I want to focus in, though, on verse 4. Trust the Lord and his mighty power. This morning, I want to ask you, where does your strength come from? Where does your strength come from? You all, have you ever been away from home and you've been talking on your phone, texting on your phone, getting directions on your phone while you're driving, playing little videos that come across your social media feed? You got notifications flying. You got messages buzzing at you. Your phone, it's doing everything you need it to do. Then suddenly, it dies. The screen goes black. There's no sound to it. Everything is just kind of going dead. Because for all the activity that you've done on your phone, you didn't realize that it wasn't plugged into the power source. Thought you had your phone plugged in. Could have been your laptop. Could have been other things. But because you did all that activity, all that work on the device, and you found out later it wasn't plugged into the power source, and so it died. That sound familiar? Sound like us? You all, we keep going, we keep grinding, we keep pouring out, we keep praying for folks. We go from some of us the pulpit to the pantry in our house. We go from parenting to pastoring or prayer warrior. We go from the boardroom to the bedroom. It looks like we got it all together on the outside, but on the inside we're flashing red. Our battery level is running low. We're running off of fumes. So I believe the question that God is asking us this morning is not how strong we are, but where is our strength coming from? The scripture that we're reading today, Psalm 105, it opens with the charge. It says, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds known among all the people. And then the psalmist takes us on a journey of remembrance, remembering all that God has done. It's a highlight reel of how God has kept his covenant, his agreement, how he's shown his power, how he's moved on the behalf of his people. So with the last few minutes I have left this morning, I want to try to quickly run through the scriptures that we read in Psalm 105 that reminds us that our strength is not manufactured, but it's maintained by a faithful and holy God. So what's the first thing we need to do? Our strength, when we ask where our strength comes from remembering his works. That's what verse 5 tells us, right? It says, remember his wonders which he has done, his marvels, the judgments uttered by his mouth. You all, because our strength is not just physical strength, it's spiritual strength. And sometimes when we feel as though we don't have any power left, the most powerful thing we can do is remember. We got to remember when God made a way. We got to remember when he brought peace to our storm. We got to remember when he opened doors that nobody else could. You all, this psalm ought to be a testimony in motion, because the psalmist recounts the miracles of God, his wonders, his justice, his promises that he kept. You know, oftentimes, you all, we go through a bout of spiritual amnesia. We forget about all that God has done, and when we go through that amnesia, it makes us weak. But once you can remember, once you can remember what God has already done, that spiritual memory will keep us standing. But you all, we can't just remember his works. Huh? We got to get into a habit of rehearsing his name. I wish I had time to preach this morning. Huh? The scripture, the psalmist says, sing to him, sing praises to him, boast in his holy name. Yeah, that's what verses 2 and 3 remind us of. May the heart of those who seek the Lord be joyful. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you praised God not for what he did, but simply for who he is? You all, there's got to be strength in your song. The psalmist says to sing, to boast, to speak about who God is. We've got to remember, you all. We've got to say out of our mouths who God is. You got to not just sit there and mull over your issue, but we got to meditate on who God is. You all, that's not just corporate worship. It becomes our personal power source, because there's something, my God, about praise that shifts your posture. There's something about praise that lifts your eyes from your problem to the problem solver. And have you noticed that joy is linked to seeking? That's why verse 3 says, may the heart of those who seek the Lord be joyful, because joy strengthens us, and praise activates our joy. Let me ask you something. Have you given more power to your stress or to his strength? Which one are you talking about the most? Y'all, we got to rehearse his name. And then finally, you all, we've got to rely on his covenant, rely on his promises. God never forgets what he promised. Way back when, he made a covenant with Abraham. He confirmed it with Isaac, and he extended it to Jacob. And Ken, I encourage you this morning, he's still keeping his promise to us today. You all, the covenant of God is the anchor. It is what our strength is resting on. You don't have to make life work in our power. We just need to stand on the word of God. When your strength, when your feelings fade, God's covenant stands. When people walk away from you, God's covenant stands. When the world is unstable, God's covenant remains unshaken. That is not just about our strength. It is about his commitment, his promise, his agreement, his covenant with us. You all, we cannot rely on our performance. I hate to disillusion you. I hate to upset you, but I gotta upset your apple cart. Your performance will let you down. You can't withstand everything, but God's promise, his power, is what's going to keep us forever. You all, some of us have been operating on battery saver mode. Have you ever done that on your phone? Got down to the last few bars on your phone, the last 8% of your phone, and you go searching in your settings for your power saving mode so that you can keep the battery going longer than what it normally would. Sometimes we're smiling on the outside, but we're silently crumbling on the inside. We've been doing the work of God without sitting at the feet of God. Help me today, Jesus. But God is saying, come back to me and plug in. Come on in here. Plug into his word. Plug into his presence. Plug into his promise. You all, your strength won't come from more coffee. It won't come from more hustle. It doesn't matter how many likes you get on social media. But it comes from the covenant connection to a God who never forgets, who never fails, and he never forfeits his word. Where is your strength coming from? Let's pray. God, we thank you. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our power, not just in time of need, but every moment of our lives. God, forgive us for trying to operate this life without being plugged in to you. Help us to remember your works, to rehearse your name, to rely on your covenant. God, be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.